Welcome to Paycheck Paradox, the show where we tackle the tough questions about financial independence and investment. Our focus here is laser sharp, reducing and ultimately, you know, eliminating your dependence on that W-2 income.
And today we are facing down what might be the ultimate enemy of financial freedom, success itself. We're doing an exploration into some recent insights shared on paycheckparadox.com that tackle a really counterintuitive idea.
That's right. We're asking why getting that dream salary, that massive, reliable paycheck, sometimes feels like the fastest route away from financial freedom. We're breaking down two concepts, the paycheck paradox and the golden handcuffs, to really get how high income becomes a psychological and financial trap.
And we're pulling all of these ideas directly from the blog post published on paycheckparadox.com. So you can think of this as your shortcut to understanding that really complex relationship between security and complacency.
And as always, if you're a visual person and want to see the charts and graphics that go along with this, we have an accompanying video on YouTube about this subject. We do that for every exploration we publish.
Before we jump in, though, the quick mandatory disclaimer. We are not your financial advisors.
Yeah.
We're just sharing knowledge and ideas. Mm-hmm. And it's all purely for, you know, educational purposes.
Absolutely. We're just guides to the map. We are not telling you which investments to buy. If you need that kind of advice, you need to find a professional, not us. Okay, so let's unpack this paradoxical problem.
What's so fascinating here is that we're all sort of conditioned to believe the road to freedom is just a straight line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earn more, save more, you're done. But the authors of the blog post argue that that path, that trajectory, hides some pretty severe risks.
Let's define our terms of captivity then. First, the foundational concept, the paycheck paradox. When I first read this definition, it hit me immediately. It's not about poor financial planning. It's about the absence of necessary urgency.
Precisely. The core idea is that a steady W-2 income creates this overwhelming sense of comfort, a financial narcotic, if you will. And it causes people to become unfocused on the rigorous, long-term work needed for real financial independence. The stability feels so good, you stop looking for the exit door.
That comfort zone is exactly the problem. When, you know, without a doubt that a massive direct deposit is hitting your bank account every 2 weeks. The need to scrutinize every expense, to relentlessly pursue investment opportunities, or to, you know, dedicate your weekends to building other income streams, it just vanishes.
And that stability masks huge inherent risks. Relying only on that single income source leaves you completely vulnerable. If your industry shifts, if your company gets acquired, or if you just have a bad boss, you are entirely exposed. You lose all your leverage, and ultimately you lose control over your own financial destiny. Your fate is tied to one employer.
And if the paycheck paradox is that complacency trap, then its more glamorous and often more lethal cousin is the golden handcuffs. This is where the trap is set with, you know, velvet ropes and a six-figure salary.
The golden handcuffs. That's when these truly high-paying jobs, the ones that are the envy of your peers, they become the ultimate barrier to FI. The whole compensation package is just so lucrative that the job creates a cycle of dependence that is almost impossible to willingly break.
It's more than just the current salary, though. Here's the psychological hook that makes it so sticky. It's the anticipation of future wealth. You're expecting the quarterly bonus, the year-end profit sharing, maybe stock options vesting, or that next big promotion.
Right. You convince yourself that just one more raise or maybe one more year of vesting will finally solve the problem, that it'll let you save up enough to quit. But that constant expectation keeps you chained to the job, often long past the point where the work even aligns with your personal values or happiness. You're chasing a ghost of a future payout, and you're sacrificing the present to do it.
I wonder how many people listening to this recognize that feeling, that internal monologue saying, I hate this job, but the next bonus is only 6 months away, and I need that to cover X, Y, and Z.
That internal justification. That's the glue of the handcuffs.
Yeah.
And that takes us directly to the silent enemy that reinforces this whole system, lifestyle creep.
Yes. So the high income provides the means, and the handcuffs provide the necessity for the creep. As the paycheck rises, the expenses don't just follow. They rise in tandem, or sometimes they even get ahead of the earnings. You go from an affordable apartment to an expensive mortgage, from casual dining to fine dining, and suddenly the things you needed to buy to feel like you deserve that high income become things you have to keep paying for.
It's a vicious cycle, and it quickly traps even the most financially literate people. You started out wanting to save, but now, because you took that expensive vacation last year and leased the luxury SUV for the commute, your new baseline is just significantly higher. The blog post lists common examples like designer clothing, weekend fine dining, exotic trips. These offer temporary pleasure, but they're capital sinks. They prevent the accumulation you need for true financial independence.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the golden handcuffs lock people tightly onto the, what was it called? The hamster wheel of consumption. You're constantly working not to achieve freedom, but just to earn more money to support the increasingly expensive lifestyle that the job required you to create in the first place. You are just running faster to stay in the same relative spot.
What started as a job that was meant to create security ends up imposing greater insecurity because your required monthly spend is now so high that you absolutely cannot afford to lose that high salary.
Mm-hmm.
The tool has, like you said, become the master.
So if the machine is running, how do we shut it down? The articles insist that the first and really non-negotiable step is a fundamental, almost spiritual shift in how you view the W-2 itself.
That foundational shift is moving away from seeing the paycheck as the destination, you know, the reward for hard work, and instead seeing it purely as a means to an end. It's just leveraged capital. It's a powerful tool for building wealth,
mm-hmm.
not a measure of your worth or a justification for consumption.
Once you frame that massive paycheck as capital to be deployed, the behavioral changes become a lot clearer. The blog post outlines 5 crucial strategies to break free from the handcuffs. And let's not just list these. Let's talk about why they're so hard to implement when you're comfortable.
Okay. Strategy number 1, live below your means. On the surface, this sounds obvious, but for someone earning, say, $300,000, this means actively choosing a lifestyle that might look like someone earning $100,000. This is really difficult because high-income environments often come with this inherent social and professional pressure to signal status, the expensive neighborhood, private schools, the club memberships. You have to fight the assumption that your spending must equal your earnings.
And the high income makes it so easy to rationalize, right? I can afford this $80,000 car lease because it's just a small fraction of my bonus. But that fraction is exactly the capital you need for freedom. So number 2 is the key to velocity. Save and invest aggressively.
Aggressive investing is what separates the people who will eventually walk away from the high earners who stay trapped forever. You have to direct a significant, often uncomfortable portion of your W-2 straight into appreciating assets. You're consciously choosing deferred gratification, choosing future freedom over immediate consumption. The W-2 acts as a giant supercharger for your investment portfolio, but only if you actually funnel the money there.
The third strategy. This one addresses risk mitigation. Develop multiple income streams. This is so powerful psychologically because it instantly reduces your dependence on that primary job. Even a small side hustle, earning just a few $1,000s a year, it shifts your mindset. You realize you can generate income outside of the corporate structure, which weakens the handcuff's grip.
Strategy 4 is an internal one. Cultivate a growth mindset. This means prioritizing personal growth, learning new skills, self-improvement, over just acquiring material possessions. When your focus is internal on what you can create or what you can become, you stop defining success by those external markers that necessitate the high W-2 income in the first place.
And finally, strategy 5, which gives you the roadmap you need. Set clear financial goals. If you are just chasing more money, you will never ever achieve satisfaction or independence. But if your goal is clearly defined, say a $2 million portfolio by age 45, that gives the paycheck a concrete, measurable purpose. It transitions the money from abstract currency to tactical fuel.
And moving from that psychological roadmap to the tactical application, the Paycheck Paradox post gives 5 specific asset building moves that high earners should focus on to actively reduce reliance on that single stream of W-2 income.
This is the part where we start building the escape vehicle. Tactic number 1, investing in the stock market.
Right. Use that huge W-2 salary to regularly fund a highly diversified portfolio. The goal is to maximize the compounding effect. When you're earning a high salary, your capacity to save and invest quickly, even during market dips, gives you this immense advantage. Your passive returns over time need to exceed the growth of your expenses.
Tactic 2, real estate investing. This is a tangible asset that can generate immediate cash flow through rental income. When you start generating a 4- or 5-figure income stream every month from a property, that directly offsets your monthly reliance on the W-2. Plus, it builds long-term wealth through appreciation, creating what the authors call patient money that grows independently of your time or your labor.
The third and maybe the most disruptive tactic is starting a business. The key here, and it's emphasized in the material, is creating an alternative source of income that's designed to generate passive income eventually. This requires structure. It means building something that generates revenue without needing your constant minute-to-minute presence. You have to separate income generation from your personal time commitment. That separation is the definition of financial independence.
Number four expands on that need for redundancy, diversifying income streams. This is the catch-all for making sure you aren't reliant on any single source. This includes active things like a side hustle, anything from high-value consulting to creating online courses, and passive steps like aggressively funding dividend-paying stocks. Mm-hmm. That concept is simple. You want 10 small revenue streams that can survive if one goes dry, rather than relying on one giant vulnerable river.
And the final tactic.
Ooh.
It's often overlooked by high earners who feel secure, but it's foundational. Building a robust emergency fund. This is your optionality insurance. By having 6 to 12 months of living expenses completely liquid, you reduce the necessity of the next paycheck for security. If that golden handcuffs job suddenly evaporates, that emergency fund buys you time to look for a better fit, time to pivot to that business you started, or time to negotiate from a position of strength, not desperation.
So let's bring this analysis to a close. The major insight from the blog post on paycheckparadox.com is that the stability of a high W-2 paycheck is a dangerous paradox. If that security breeds complacency and just fuels the engine of ever-increasing consumption.
Might be wearing the golden handcuffs, but you are still stuck on the hamster wheel. Achieving true financial freedom demands that we first recognize this emotional and psychological trap and then intentionally shift our mindset. The paycheck has to stop being a destination and start being leveraged as the most powerful tool in our wealth-building toolbox.
You have to be aggressive, intentional, and proactive about deploying that high income as investment capital, not just passively consuming it as lifestyle fuel. The moment you make that shift, the handcuffs start to loosen and true optionality emerges.
And that leads us to a final provocative thought for you to reflect on. If a secure, high-paying paycheck provides stability and comfort, what is the unseen cost of the lack of control over your daily life and financial destiny that it imposes? Are you comfortable trading full control for just stability?
Food for thought, indeed. Thank you for joining us for this exploration into the paycheck paradox. We hope this gives you the motivation and the framework you need to make your W-2 work for you, not the other way around. Be on the lookout for the next episode of Paycheck Paradox.